This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
For you, what was the nadir of service in the economy class cabin beyond Ryanair in Europe charging to use the toilet? Maybe it was being dunned $3 for a Sprite on a flight to Sacramento that time. Some airlines these days are now trying to make life in coach a bit less contemptuous with fluffier headrests and bigger video screens. But as Sam Harnett reports, this is happening even as some of the seats are getting smaller.
The whole shrinking airplane seat situation makes Joe Brancatelli think of a Marx Brothers joke.
Groucho calls up and says, "Hello, room service, can you send up more room?"
Instead, they send more people to Groucho's tiny room. Brancatelli runs Joe Sent Me, a website for business travelers. He says perks like larger video screens are distractions from slimmer seats, which are now 7 inches less than an average desk chair. Meanwhile, he says first class keeps getting nicer.
It really is a yawing gap culturally, and people are beginning to seize on this and say, well, it's just like what's going on in society.
The growing difference between first class and coach is something Chris Lapinto's noticed. He's co-founder of ExpertFlyer.com, and he points to how American Airlines is concentrating more on first class as it upgrades its fleet.
That's the way it is because that's where a lot of the revenue comes from.
Lapinto says American Airlines economy flyers will get some upgrades, like more personal video screens, power outlets, and pay-as-you-go Wi-Fi. As for the seats, he says, if anything, they're going to get a tad smaller. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.